As through this vale the tears I wander, fae time to time I pause to ponder, why any woman the sense should choose to blight her body with tattoos. Nae sweeter path e'er led to sin than flawless smooth and creamy skin, but noo when feather clays they slip, they'll look mair like a comic strip. Yes, money's the bonny lass, I fear that yens had skin as clean and clear and smooth as ony summer loch, now looks like something by Van Gogh. Take, for example, I beseech that lassie topless on the beach, when no a stitch to hide her gutten and flames etched round her belly button. And as ye gop, ye might a miss the bracelet tattooed round the wrist o' Celtic beasts o' an afankle, and there's its neighbour round her ankle. And it's bizarre, ye must admit, the grapevine sprouting fair fit, coiled up her leg and twining high, where swallows swoop around her thigh. And there, look quick, afore you lose him, there's brave heart crouching in her bosom. I wonder who he comes to terms with smothering when she folds her arms. And if ye get a rear view, yuck, the moon descends into her shuck. But for the front to keep ye cheery, the sun arises for her weary. Then turn again and you may track the Chinese dragon down her back that loups like some disturbed intruder out of a rockster or her shudder. So is this art or something mair? No, my friends, I'm pretty sure that all this mystic symbolism just means that she's a silly bosom. And if my wife took sick a course, I'd soon be filing for divorce. So lasses, shun this fad that's newest, and hod we'll back for the tattooist.